nonsense.
What do you mean nonsense? What is it?
Sexually insightful, like Fellini's Casanova sitting across from me.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I think Fellini's Casanova should be on my business card.
It should be on your headstone.
Speaking of my head.
No.
I can't wrap my head around the Miami Heat fucking trading Shabazz Napier to the Orlando Magic. As if getting rid of Norris Cole wasn't enough. It's what does my fucking franchise see in Mario Chalmers?
I don't know.
I get it. We got Goran Dragic. Fucking great move.
Yeah.
Great move.
Yeah.
But now...
I still think you overpaid Dragic a little bit.
He's worth every fucking penny. And I disagree. Trust me, with Chris Bosh there and Dwayne Wade, you will see the difference.
What did I say to you? That re-signing Dwayne Wade was one of the biggest moves of the offseason.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought it was gigantic, and it still is. I do agree with you, though, about Shabazz Napier. I think that's a big mistake. The guy didn't get a fair shake over there. Only played...
Over where?
In Miami.
Oh.
He didn't get a fair shake. I mean, he played, what, 51 games, like 10 minutes a game.
He played after... Who are you talking about?
Shabazz Napier.
Shabazz Napier, yes. I don't think we gave him
five,
the amount of time.
I think like 5 points a game, something like
Listen,
that.
Listen, he played well. He was raw. He's a rookie. What are you going to do?
I think he's very good.
I'm very upset. It doesn't make sense. I was really happy when we talked about who was on our squad. I was like, there we go. Now maybe, look, it's the Don, and I trust the Don.
He knows.
Pat Riley knows something I don't.
Anybody can dance in pleated silk slacks understands something.
Yep.
And dance well.
Let's keep that in mind.
He's very, very light on his feet, can cut a rug like nobody's business.
So for all that I'm upset, the man can dance.
Yeah. That's true. I'll give you that. All right. I want to talk about Shabazz Napier, too. I want to tell you, you traded him for a conditional second-round pick to Orlando.
Yeah.
This guy was the... And was he 30 or 29 when he was drafted?
He was up there.
He was high up there. And he was, you know, it's sort of like LeBron's laughing at you from a very long way away. You know?
Well, we drafted him because he was LeBron's favorite point guard.
He loved him.
Yeah.
And then LeBron cut and run, and nobody knew what to do with Shabazz Napier, it looked like, over there. They just didn't have a place for him.
We played him. I thought he played well. I thought that...
Yeah.
Forgetting about Mario Chalmers... I thought Napier, Cole, there's the future at point guard. And then we brought in Dragic. I was like, whoa, that's a three-headed monster. That's great.
You know what would have been great? If you would have had Dragic as your starter and made Napier your sixth man.
That's what I was looking at this year.
That's what I thought was
going to
happen.
I said, he's going to take that step. Here we go. And now he's gone. I don't know what to think. You know? This is maybe the first time I've actually questioned a move other than us getting Amari starter nobody.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't.
Why the fuck do we have That's this, like, shell, the ghost in the shell?
Did you pay him? You paid Amari the veteran minimum.
I mean,
like
we paid him. We gave him six.
$6?
$6.25, and we gave him a gift card to Best Buy.
It's not worth it. With no money on it.
No. It's one that he can refill, so he saves the money on the
card.
And
some of that bodega coffee we just had that's going to repeat on me in about 10 minutes.
Delicious.
Yeah, so I really do believe that Shabazz Napier, I don't want to say railroaded, because railroaded is not the right word, because he wasn't like a prolific star to be railroaded. But I do think he showed quite a lot of promise. There's a future there. He's good with handles. Got great footwork. His jump shot needs
a
little work.
Raw.
He's very raw.
But the kid can play.
But you know, let me tell you how different this makes the Magic now. Okay?
What?
Yeah. No, the Magic have a really good backcourt, Ruben. Elfrid Payton is going to be really, really good. And you're going to have Shabazz Napier come off the bench, most likely, with Tobias Harris, with Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo,
I mean,
I like.
It's they're a really good young,
and
they've got
Vucevic still.
Yeah, I think they're
just,
one.
I don't think it's enough to make a difference.
Well, they also don't have a coach.
Who the fuck is their coach?
Don't know.
Yep.
Don't care.
Anyway,
and that's the way.
So that's the Magic.
Is it Scott Skiles? Did they hire Scott Skiles?
That sounds like a name of a guy who would coach the Magic.
Well, you know who Scott Skiles is.
No.
That's sad. Anyway, all right, I want to talk about Porzingis now. I was wrong. I think I was wrong.
I think you're jumping a little on the I was wrong. I think I'm wrong about this guy.
Okay, I think I'm wrong about Porzingis, all right? Mr. Sexual Favor Inadequacy Man.
See?
Anyway,
sexual favor inadequacy?
Man. That should be a superhero. Sexual favor inadequacy, man.
Yeah, he's someone a guy can drop that, comes that to comic, house. Just send it to us.
He's a guy that comes to your house with a flaccid dick and cries.
Yeah.
In a cape.
But he does it, like, it's
basically
triumphantly.
A story of my life.
He does it triumphantly.
Yeah. But anyway, to me, Porzingis... Okay,
is that guy.
He's not that guy just yet. He will... No.
He can get there.
For all my Knicks fans, Marty Collins is that guy. Michael Sweetney is sexual inadequacy, man. But what I want to say is... Hey, I could be wrong about Porzingis. I saw a lot of his summer league stuff. Hey, man.
It's impressive.
He's got a really good jumper and spaces the floor very well.
Here's one thing I noticed that watching him, and I did watch him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks relaxed. He looks. He doesn't have that, like oh, I need it.
Yeah.
You know,
he looks like he's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, he's got like a veteran thing. Now, I don't see him being a star.
Not yet.
I see him being a very solid contributor to a team.
What I see is the first 2 years are going to be, you know, the learning curve years for him,
sure.
I feel like.
He's not going to be Anthony Davis.
No. One's going to be Anthony Davis, who, in my opinion, is going to overtake LeBron this year as the best player in basketball.
All right, that's way too much, but I do think he's going to be a somebody. He's an all-star.
I'll put it down now that it's going to be between Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant for the MVP next year. That's what I believe.
Sure.
Anyhow.
Yeah, well, that's been put down.
Okay, it's put down.
Good thing we tape these shows.
We do tape these shows. On VHS,
tape.
Yeah. So Porzingis, to me, after the second year, it'll be now you have to show everything. Because I want him to be an 18-7 guy, which I think could happen.
His first year.
No.
Eventually, no, you're saying.
After the second year. After the
year
second
three,
year three. Right. I think it's going to take – he's a project guy. I think it's going to take a while. Now, Jerry and Grant, who we traded for in the first round,
yeah.
We got the kid from Notre Dame, the point guard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's going to make a difference right away. I don't think he's going to be like a 20-7 guy.
Right.
I think he's going to be like a 12-5 guy, a 13-5
guy. 12-5 is nice.
Yeah,
right.
For a rookie. Is that a call?
Phone call time.
All right.
What do we got? Speak.
Loud.
Now.
Phone call time.
All right.
What's good?
Hey, how are you guys? What's going on? Listen, I caught that Marty Collin reference before, Joe. Very good from the Brunson.
Thank you.
You guys mentioned the Miami Heat, but nobody said anything about the guy from Duke, Winslow. He's going to add a lot. He's got potential through the roof. And on the Porzingis thing, he's got to add weight, Joe. He's got to put weight and hope he doesn't get hurt, you know? And also, what do you think of the Mets? They made a quick trade this weekend. Not bad. Let's see what happens. Take care.
Thank you, Dave, from Corona. Best caller on this show.
Yeah, one of the few.
Keeps it nice and sweet. Lets us both know two things we can both talk about, pieces the fuck out.
And we can nod and understand. I do agree with you that Porzingis has to put on weight. He's very lanky. He's a very lanky guy. He needs muscle in the shoulders.
It reminds me of Mr. Bosch.
Yeah, but Bosch has got...
Black, yeah, he's black.
He's black, and he can also really play from any part of the court.
All right, now just a really quick, Dave, to touch on your thing about Winslow. Winslow, to me, showed that he's ready to play in this league, in the summer league. You saw him play.
Yes.
His numbers weren't super impressive.
But what he was
as
doing
far
on the floor.
As far as completion percentage, he was attacking. He was going for it. He was clearly, he had no problem with having the ball in his hand and producing.
His first two steps, his burst is unbelievable.
It's great, it's great
very
player.
Good.
Super happy about it. All right.
So what you were talking about, Dave, with the Mets, I said to myself, this trade is going to make the difference. I don't think it's going to propel us to a World Series title, but I think right now, I mean, you could see Kelly Johnson hit the home run. Juan Uribe wins the game today after Familia blows another one. I'm not nervous about Familia, but I'm starting to question whether either we're using him too much. You know, there's a lot of pressure on him right now. But what really is the catalyst right now for the Mets is bringing up Conforto. Conforto is going to... Put this down in all your pipes, and you're going to smoke it right now.
So many things to put down.
Conforto is going to average 35 doubles a year. This guy is fucking great. He is unbelievable. He can play the outfield very well. He's not fast, but he's got more speed than, say, a slug like Daniel Murphy, you crumb fuck. I think Conforto is going to do really well at the plate. He's got discipline, sees the ball really well. I think this is very big for the Mets. The guy was hitting .340 in Double A, had something like 17 home runs. I don't know how many doubles he had. The guy's fucking great. So I just want to say this is the turning point for the Mets. I think you need to trade Zach Wheeler, though. I think that time is coming. They're talking about
it. When's the trade deadline?
Friday.
Oh, okay. So very soon.
Very, very, very soon. It's coming. That needs to happen quickly. I think Wheeler, he's not going to come back the right way. Tommy John, it's more mental than it is physical. And I think Wheeler doesn't have the makeup. You saw him his first year, very, very, very erratic with balls and control. So I think it's not going to work out. I would trade Zach Wheeler. They've been talking about Tulowitzki still. The Justin Upton trade broke down because they wanted Syndergaard for Upton, which is fucking ridiculous. But I would trade Wheeler. I would think about going after Cole Calhoun of the Angels, who's hitting a ton right now. And I would also think about taking on a big contract. I know the Mets aren't big contract people, but look at a Charlie Blackman. Look at maybe, I don't know, somebody. I like the AL West. I want to go out to the AL West and get guys. I would really like Cole Calhoun, and I would, and I'm going to sound so unpopular for saying this amongst my Mets cronies.
Drumroll.
I would take David Fries. I would take David Fries because you get him for nothing right now, and maybe he reinvigorates his career. I know it's unlikely, but you get him for nothing. So that's my take on that. Now I want to go to the Junior Seau thing.
Sure. This is a little weird for me.
This sucks. This is a story that sucks. Junior Seau's daughter wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame, talk at his ceremony.
Right.
And the NFL said no. We're not going to allow that. So instead of having his daughter shed light on what we all know, the fucking guy, you know, he shot himself in the chest so you can examine his brain.
Yeah.
You know, this is real stuff here.
Yeah.
You need this.
Yeah, but you got to remember who's in charge of the NFL Hall of Fame. It's the NFL. And if they feel that she's going to go up there and talk about something that they're basically trying to fucking fight against, they're trying to, like, really, like, have people ignore that shit and make it seem like the NFL is all goody-two-shoes and, like, no, we take care of our guys and yada yada. They're not going to have that risk. What I think is bullshit is to not have anyone speak at all.
Yeah.
To just have this, like, ladies and Junior Seau. And there's
clap and sign. I think they're going to do a moment of silence.
A moment of silence. But, like, yo, really? No one's going to speak?
And I, you know, there are Herm Edwards, who I didn't really love as my coach. I love him, though, as a commentator. Sure. And I love what he brings to the NFL. He was almost on the verge of tears the other day when they talked about this.
Yeah.
He loved Junior Seau. Thought Junior Seau should have been one of the ambassadors to the NFL. And the fact, like I said again, I'll repeat it, guy shot himself in the heart so they can examine his brain. I mean, that should give
that's
you everything
serious, like,
right there.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, I'm so fucking depressed. I can't live. I can't. And everybody that apparently knew Junior Seau, happiest guy in the world.
Yep.
Had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Loved football. Loved his family. Loved everything.
Yeah.
But even his family knew it was coming. And when your family knows it's coming, when your family knows that they're going to lose somebody to suicide,
it's fucked.
The guy doesn't shoot himself in the head. You really got to look at the NFL, and somebody's got to take notice. They did.
It was already a story, and I think what the NFL wants to do is totally avoid it again. As opposed to, hey, bring it up, talk about what the fuck you've done to fix X, Y, and Z. But when
done nothing,
yeah, next to no progress has been made. What the fuck do you expect, man? The bad guys are the ones holding the ceremony.
The guy who was going to do something about it passed away a couple of years ago. Gene Upshaw.
Right.
He was the guy that mm-hmm. was going to do something about it.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want to say lucky for anybody that Gene Upshaw died, but lucky for the NFL that he passed away younger because he was really going to pay those players and really shed some light on it. Because you got guys with CTE right now that they can't fucking pull their pants up.
Yeah.
They can't do anything.
I mean,
I know, you assume the risk when you play football.
Of course.
You assume
Brian,
the risk.
Brian Urlacher had, I thought, a great quote. And though, look, it doesn't totally condone it, but it's pretty factual. It's like, if you don't want concussions, don't play football.
Right.
Period.
Right.
We get it. However, the problem here is the lack of, like, yo, you know, fucking veterans of war,
yeah,
the 25 cents that they give them, that doesn't go that way.
Right.
I mean, mind you, they get paid millions of fucking dollars.
It's so many channels.
Yeah, let's please keep aware that these people are fucking millionaires.
Yeah.
Let's remind ourselves of that.
Sure.
They aren't fucking 18-year-old kids that got drafted and had their legs blown off. They're millionaires that play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it sucks that they have so many concussions and all these things happen to them. Let's go back. They're millionaires that play a game.
Right.
So I do understand a little bit of the coldness from the NFL. However,
but this is beyond coldness.
It's beyond. It is. It is. It's ignoring a fact.
A however, health situation.
Yeah, but it's also a little bit of, like, you know,
hey, you know, take your foot off the gas sort of thing. We're not totally responsible because you do assume the risk.
Yeah, you.
Which it, I completely understand.
It's not a surprise what the fuck football is.
No, and I completely understand it. And people, I know a lot of people, a lot of guys, a lot of my friends who have kids say they'd never let their kids play football. I am so against that. If my kid wants to play football, I'm never going to have a kid. But if my kid wants to play football, get your helmet and get your pads and get out there.
Yeah.
You know? What am I going to do, stop my kids from playing
sports?
Yeah, exactly.
And the less you stop, the more they're going to play. It's
would I much rather them play baseball? Sure.
Sure.
Would I much rather them play basketball? Sure.
Right.
I'd much rather my kid play football than hockey.
Yeah.
Because you like teeth. Fucking guy. Yeah. I want my kid to look good, too. All right? I mean,
well, that's I mean, he's already
at Jack Ham. I mean,
he's already at a disadvantage with you as a father.
Oh, my God.
You set yourself up, Joe. What am I supposed to say?
This is a disgusting person across from me. This show next week is just going to be apples.
It's just going to be.
It's going to be apples.
It's just going to be the sound of apples, a basket of apples.
And then apples to apples is going to sue me, and I'm going to get knocked off the air.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You with a delay pedal.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go after this horrible, horrible deal.
Yeah, let's.
Let's go to our rankings. We were talking about this a little bit in the van.
Yeah.
The
van that I drive here in. We drive here. We don't live in the studio.
No.
Anymore.
No, they kicked us out. It smells.
It does.
So we're going to rank our top five quarterbacks from 5 to 1.
Oh, I love this game.
I love it too. This is one of my favorite. Because
we're both going to go 5 to 1.
Our list is very different, I'm sure.
Every year.
Okay, so you want to. I'll go 5, and then you say you're 5, and then I'll go 4, you say you're 4.
Good idea.
Okay, very nice. My 5 is Philip Rivers. I love, you know me and Philip Rivers.
I know you and Philly.
Phil can throw to anybody. Phil has thrown to anybody. His career is pretty much made, except for Vincent Jackson.
And Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates, who he's not going to have for what? Four games or eight games?
We're talking about
okay.
What
is
he's
it four
done?
Games or 8 games? I think it's 4.
I think it's 4.
Okay, it's a big deal. But
it's
Antonio,
it's a fourth of the season.
Antonio Gates is a big deal for him. They did get Melvin Gordon, I believe, in the draft. I think he's going to be a good running back. I think he's going to be one of those. He's going to be like a Darren Sproles type guy where you can throw to him in the slot. Right. I think that's going to be important for Philip Rivers at this time in his career.
We're talking about going into the season, week one, not what they're going to do, what they have done.
Phillip's livers, a new treat for dogs. Ruben, number 5.
Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, what the fuck's your beef with Russell Wilson? Has an arm, can move, is smart, is fucking a great leader.
I don't like Russell Wilson.
And he's done it with no fucking receivers.
Doug Baldwin, not a good receiver?
No, on any other team, no.
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 Okay. Marshawn Lynch won that Super Bowl, by the way. Marshawn Lynch won that Super Bowl.
No.
And should have won the second Super Bowl.
No, you know why? Yes, he should have won the second Super Bowl. You know why he didn't win that Super Bowl?
Tell me now.
Before that, the Seahawks weren't doing better. And they had Hasselbeck. Hasselbeck is not a bad quarterback.
No, I like Matt Hasselbeck.
He's good. He's good.
He's more than serviceable.
More than. He could be a starter, I don't know about anymore, but at the time they had him, he could have been a starter on a lot of teams and made a difference.
Mm.
And like, keep in mind, they got the Super Bowl once with him. Hasselbeck is not a bad quarterback. What Russell Wilson provides you is fucking hot fire. It's great. I love Russell Wilson.
Yeah, okay.
And he earned it. He earned every inch of it. So, and he's 5. 5 isn't, I'm not talking about 2 or 3. I'm talking 5.
But
5.
My problem with, while, you know, I struggle to put Russell, I put him in my top 10. He's my 10. because of Jimmy Graham. 10. Because of Jimmy Graham. I think Jimmy Graham's going to make a giant difference there.
No, you'll see. I mean, next year you'll be calling him one of the best quarterbacks in the fucking league.
I'll never call him one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Really. All right, well. I just never will.
Anyway.
Number four, Tony Romo.
Tony Romo,
the only quarterback in NFL history with 6+ years of 35 touchdowns or more. That's unfucking believable.
How many playoff wins?
Two. I don't know. Yeah. I understand. Hey, again, but this also comes back to that offensive line stunk for a very long time. It did, Ruben. He was on his back a lot. His slip discs were because of his offensive line. His running backs were nobody before DeMarco Murray. Felix Jones. And then nobody again this year, which is going to hinder him. But I still think the guy's going to throw fucking 50 touchdowns. I really believe it.
Maybe.
I mean, Dez Bryant, best receiver in
football. Yeah, no, Dez Bryant is best a monster. Receiver. Dez Bryant is a monster.
It's Dez Bryant 1, A.J. Green 1A, I think. Right. And Antonio Brown's in that category, too.
I think Antonio Brown could do anything.
Yes, me too.
That's what makes him so interesting.
Me too. You're 4.
See, it would have been perfect to segue into Big Ben, but I'm not going to go into Big Ben.
Okay.
Because my number 4 is Drew Brees.
Mm.
Even without Jimmy Graham, Drew Brees has consistently been able to throw to fucking anybody and just get it fucking done. And again, yes, I have a total bias with short quarterbacks. I like Russell Wilson. I like Drew Brees. I like short guys. I'm a short guy. Good. But they're both fucking great.
Drew Brees is my 5A. He's my 5A. Just because I think the winter is coming for Drew Brees. I think it's
maybe,
the end.
Maybe.
I think but they took away from him
Jimmy Graham.
His biggest weapon. I mean, Kenny Stills is great.
Kenny Stills plays for the Dolphins.
He plays
now.
For the Dolphins. Forget it. There's another kid there in
Colston's still there, and then there's the Jared Cook. No, that's who am I thinking of? Cook. Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks.
Got a phone call. All right. Ooh, 305 number. What's good, 305? What's good, 305? Later. Thanks, guys. Wrong number.
That's always funny.
You can call us back. We were listening.
Okay, so.
All right.
My number 3?
Your number 3.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ooh.
A man that I want so bad as my quarterback. I would take him over the two I'm going to tell you about very shortly.
Very shortly, because my number 3 is fucking Big Ben Roethlisberger.
That's it.
He's the fucking shit, man.
He could do it all.
He's the size of a fucking linebacker. He's faster than he looks. He's stronger than you think. He's more resilient than you would ever fucking imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has won 2 fucking Super Bowls. He deserves every single thing that comes his way.
I agree.
I hope he never wins another one because I dislike my ex-girlfriend.
I knew you were gonna say
that. Number 2. Number 2, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My number 2 is Tom Brady. That's my number 2.
No way! We have the same exact top 3 then.
Yeah.
If you have a brain.
Yeah.
Number 2, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Of course. Number 1.
Aaron Rodgers. As Stephen A. Smith, who I hate, calls him that bad man, I love Aaron Rodgers.
He's a bad man.
And they just keep getting pieces for him. And I think the breakout star of that team this year is going to be Devontae Adams. Get ready. He's fast as shit. Yeah. They didn't give him a lot of catches last year, but it's coming now that what's his name?
Randall Cobb's gone.
No.
Jordy Nelson's gone?
No.
So who the fuck is gone?
The other one.
Corliss?
No. Somebody else is gone.
The tight end?
No.
Who the fuck then?
One of them left.
Whatever, who cares? If somebody can throw to a fucking sack of potatoes.
Yeah, it's true. If somebody can call in and tell us who left, that would be nice.
I think it's Randall Cobb.
It's not. He's still a Packer. Right. You notice how Peyton Manning wasn't in our top 5, everybody?
He's your seven.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's my seven.
Drew Brees is my 6, and you got
Drew Brees was Manning. A weird one for me to lose for me to like add on, but I really thought about it and I was like, "Nah, man."
Yeah.
And you know who my real 6 is Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, we were both dead fucking. You have to see more?
I have to see more.
Oh, my God.
I have to see more.
Well, he's going to show you more. I guarantee you. The kid's been proving himself every fucking season.
Andrew Luck's in my top 10. I'm sure next year he'll be in my top 3.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
I mean, next year he's going to be in the AFC Championship again.
Yeah. I think so. And you think it's the Patriots again?
I really don't think so.
You know, there was a Harvard study, a computer-based study, that had the Dolphins winning the AFC East.
I saw that. And in fact, as far as the top three teams, it was the Packers, the Seahawks, or the Seahawks, the Packers, and then the Dolphins total, like in the whole league.
That's
not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen. I know that. No.
I don't. I mean,
I know better.
I think the AFC East is kind of wide open.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Let's go to our top five. Well, let's do top three defenses.
Top three defenses.
Short
that's
on
very
time.
Easy.
Go ahead. Three.
Dolphins.
Okay. Dolphins. Three.
Three?
Yeah.
This is getting boring.
It is.
I got to throw a wild card in there.
Two.
Texans. Surprise.
Bills.
Bills. You know, I think Rexy is going to fuck up that D.
I. But they're not going anywhere because their offense sucks. I mean, their offense sucks. They're not going anywhere. And number one.
You know who I think is going to have a renaissance this year?
Mm.
The Panthers.
Okay, that's stupid. Anyway, the Jets.
Jets don't have the number one.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they have the best cornerbacks in the league, the best linebackers in the league. You'll understand. You'll understand when Ryan you'll understand when you go to Ryan Tannehill's funeral week four.
Sure.
You'll see what that's like.
Are we playing in New York or are we playing in Miami?
London. Remember?
Jets?
You lose a home game against us.
No.
Yeah. You got so mad at me that time, and I was trying to tell you we weren't playing in London, but we are.
That's bullshit.
Or Toronto. Somewhere. Somewhere I don't want to play.
Toronto is the Bills.
Yeah, somewhere I don't want to. Somewhere I don't want to play, and
that sucks.
I'm gonna go on a little bit of a little rant here. Why isn't Mike Piazza in the fucking Hall of Fame, everybody?
Very quick,
Hall of Fame induction ceremony was today. Pedro Martinez, first ballot. Craig Biggio, first ballot. John Smoltz, I would have put him on the second ballot, but Mike Piazza is the greatest hitting catcher of all time. 280 average, 450 fucking home runs. I don't understand what you need from the guy. What does the guy have to do? How can he prove to you that he wasn't on steroids? Because he wasn't. The guy, you know, I think Pedro Martinez was on steroids, but that's neither here nor there. Okay? How come he came back from all his injuries so quick? All right? I'm telling you, Mike Piazza deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I hope next year, because when he goes in, I'm driving to Cooperstown, I'm getting naked, and we're gonna party, Mike. We're gonna fucking party.
That sounds like Mike is really excited to get in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, he's never going in. All right, bums of the week, everybody.
I think I got a surprise for Joe.
I don't think.
Okay, I'm willing to bet that you're not as creative as I am.
Okay.
And you don't have the same bum of the week.
So am I going first or are you going first?
No, I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
Mario Chalmers.
Okay, we don't have the same bum
told
of the week.
Told you.
No.
Mario Chalmers, you are my bum of the week. In fact, you're my first one that isn't Joe. And that you should be aware of how fucked up that is. So, Mario Chalmers, listen, man. Why are you still on my team? Why have you been on my team for this long? You're an underachiever. You have talent. You can play. Are we wrong about this?
He can play.
He can play.
Not for my, I wouldn't want him on my team,
you
though.
See, but you did 2 years ago.
I know.
You drank the Kool-Aid as I did for a minute because against OKC, he looked okay.
Well, he had support.
Well, yeah. However, Mario Chalmers does not deserve to be a sixth man on our team. We now have a higher talent level.
I agree. Justice Winslow needs to be that sixth man.
He can be.
He should be.
And I'm so upset that you're still on my team.
Mm.
Look, when you're out there, if you got a Heat jersey on, I'm rooting for you. But every time you fuck up,
even Amari,
even Amari.
Oh wow!
I am rooting for Amari more than I am rooting for Mario Chalmers.
Wow.
Your turn.
What you gonna do, brother?
What you gonna
what
do?
What you gonna do, brother? When you hate black people, what you
what?
Gonna do?
What?
Hulk Hogan, you don't know about this?
Oh yeah, I do. But yeah. You're saying that kind of insinuated that I hate. But I love
no.
black people.
No, I know Hulk Hogan hates black people.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he
does. A couple of years ago,
on a sex tape, he said it on it. Is that what you're talking about on a
but
sex tape?
Is
that's
everything,
the weirdest
everything
thing to me.
Okay,
that's
a whole
thing.
Other show, Joe.
Yeah, but listen, Hulk Hogan's my bum of the week. I'll tell you why. Hulk Hogan, I never liked Hulk Hogan as a kid. I fucking hated Hulk Hogan when I loved wrestling as a kid until the NWO. Then Hulk Hogan
when
was kind of cool.
Yeah,
when he was heel. You know, Hulk Hogan is a fucking moron and clearly proved himself to be white trash from the South, which he always was, much like his horrible, ugly whore wife, his whore daughter, cock-sucking son. All right? And there's nothing wrong with sucking cock.
Nothing wrong.
I love when people suck cock.
Yeah.
Especially if they're women.
Sure.
And it's my cock.
Yeah. Sure.
How much time do we have left?
20 seconds, go.
Well, I'm just sick of it. I hate Hulk Hogan. I hate the whole thing. And I'm going to throw in a small bum of the week to John Mayberry Jr. You've been DFA'd. You're a piece of shit. You're going to be cleaning my car, motherfucker.